In the following stanzas, we hear the poet's exuberant description of the Lord and his men hunting the deer. Then the scene switches suddenly to Gawain's bedchamber, when, as he is lying quietly in bed, the lady enters. Gawain first pretends to be asleep. Finally, he decides it would be better to see what she wants. The lady says jokingly that she has made him her prisoner, and Gawain, entering into the spirit of the remark, asks permission to rise. She refuses this, but in a frank and very moving speech, suddenly becomes serious and offers him her love and herself. Gawain protests himself unworthy and points out that she had already married a better man, but the lady is unimpressed with these arguments. Nonetheless, she gains no more from him than permission for a kiss.
Full early, before the day, the folk up reason. Guesters that go wold, or groom as they calden, and they busken up, believer, blank as to saddle, tiffin' their tackles, trussin' their mallers, richin' him the richest to read all our raider. Leapin' up, lichtly, lachin' their breedless, which we on his way there him well leaked. The lave lord of the land was not the last arrayed for the reading, with Renka's full money. Ate a sup hastily, when he had heard mass. With bugler to Bentfeld he busk his believer. Be that any day licht lamed upon earth, he with his hathlers on he horses wearin'. Then these catchers that couth, coupled her hounders, unclosed the kennel door and called them the root, blew bigly and buglers three bar motus. Bratches bayed therefore, and brame noise makit, and they chasteased and charred on chassing the twent, a hundredth of hunters, as I have heard tell, the best. To Tristor's Vuters yod, coupless hunters off kest, there rose for blasters gold, great roar in that forest. At the first quaith of the quest, quacked the wielder. There, drove in the dollar, doted for dread. Here to the here, but heterly, they were a stayed with the stably that stoutly escreed. They let the hert as half the gart with the here headies. The brame of book is also with her broad pommes. For the fray lord had defend in firmism team that there should no man mave to the mall of dare. The hinders were halden in, with hay and war. The does, driven with great din to the deep's ladders. There mixed mon say, as they slipped, slinting of arrows. At which wind under wand whopped a flona, that bigly boat on the broon with full broad headers. What? They brayin and bladen, be bonkers they dayin. And I, ratches in a race, radly him followers. Hunters with he horn hasted him after, with such a crack and a cree as cliffers had brusten. What wielder saw it wapped we as the chutten, was alto rasered and rent at the receipt. Be they were tainted at the here and tasted to the waters, the ladies were so learned at the low three stairs. And the greyhound is so great that getting him believer and him to filched as fast as Freke's micht loke there reached. The lord for bliss a blow full off con lance and licht and drove that day with joy thus to the dark nicht.
Thus likest this lord be Linwood as Avis, and Gawain the good man in gay bed leagues, lurkes will the dialect lamed on the wawis, and a covertour full clare, caught in the boot. and as in a slumbering he slode, slaily he heard a little din at his door, and deftly open, and he heaves up his head out of the clothes. A corner of the curtain he cocked up a little, and waited warily thitherward, what it be might. It was the laddie, loveliest to behold, that drew the door after her full dernly and still, and bowed toward the bed. And the bourn shamed, and laid him down listily, and let as he slept, and ho stepped stilly and still to his bed, guessed up the curtain, and crept within, and set her full softly on the bedseat, and lingered there sally long, to look when he wakened. The laid lie lurked a full long while, come past in his conscience, to what that cast micht mave other amount. To mervail him thought, but yet he said in himself,
more samely it were to us be with me spell in spas what a wonder.
Then he wakened and wroth and to her ward turned, and unlocked his eyelids, and let us him wander it, and seined him as be his sour the sour to wortha, with hand, with chin and cheek full sweet, both wheat and red in bland. For lovely con her late, with lip a small, la hand.
Good morrow, Sir Gawain,
said that guy laddie.
Ye are a sleeper und sleeha that man may sleeha hider. Nu are ye tanestit, but true us me shab. I shall bind you in your bed, that be ye traced.
Allah and the laddie louse the boardis.
Good morrow, guy,
quoth Gawain the bleed.
I shall worth at your will, and that may well leakers. For he yelled me yeadly and yea after grassa, and that is the best be me doom, for may behove his neder.
And thus he boarded again with many a bleat laughter.
But waldy ye, laddie lovely, then leave me granta, and to praise your prison, and pry him to reason. You will the bow of this bed, and busk me better. He shall cave thee more comfort to carp you with.
Nay, forsooth, Bosir,
say that sweet.
Ye shall not rise of your bed, I reach you better. I shall happer you here, that other half us, and sith and carp with me knicht that he cocht have. For he wane waily with, Sir Wawen ye are, that all the wild worshippest whereso ye reader. Your honour, your hendelech, is hendely praised with lardes, with laddies, with all that leaf bear. And now ye are hairy with, and way but o'er on. Me lord and his lades are on length of arthen, all the bornes in her bed, and me bored the salts. The door drawn and did with a derf hasp, and sith in he have in this house him that all leakest, he shall war me weir well with the lastes, with tal. You're welcome to my course. Your own wone to war may be hoove so fine a force. Your servant be, and shall.
In good faith,
quoth Gawain,
gain it may thinkers, though ye be not know hey that ye are spaken to rate ye to such reverence as ye rehearse ahead, ye are weak, unworthy. You wot well, Miss Selvin. Be God, you were glad, and you God thought. It saw other at service that you set to make to the pleasance of your priest. It were a pure joy.
In God face, Sir Gawain,
quoth the guy laddie,
the priest and the prose that pleaseth all other, if he had lachit or the set at least, it were little dainty. But it are laddies enough that laver were enough. Have they, Hinda, in her hold, as e they have a hair, to dally with dearly your dainty wardes, caver him comfort and call in her caras, than much of the garris and other gold that they haven. But he love that ilk lord that the lift haldes, e have it holly in me hand that all desires through grass.
Shamad him so great cheer, that was so fair a fuss, the knicht with speeches scare, answarred to Uchakas.
Madam,
quoth the merry man,
marry your yelda, for for ye have founden in good faith your Frances noble, and other full much of other folk fangen her deities. But the dainty that they're dealing for me desert neeson, it is the worship of yourself that knocked but well conness.
Be merry,
quoth the menskful,
may think it another, for were ye worth all the wona of women alive, and all the wailer of the world were in me hand, and ye should a chapen and chosen to chaver me a lord, for the costes that ye have known upon thee, knicht here, of beauty and debonairte, and blisse semblant, and that ye have e'er hearkened and halde it hair true, there should no freak upon fold before you be chosen.
Oh, ye wis worthy,
quoth the weed,
ye have wallied well better. But ye am proud of the priest that ye put on me, and soberly your servant, me sovereign, ye hold you, and your connecty become, and Christ you for yelder.
Thus they mailed of muchquat till mid-morn passed, and I the laddie let leak I him loved much. The freak fared with defence, and fated full fairer. Thou who were bored brightest, the bone in Minda had the last loaf in his lot, for lore that he sought, Bouton. The dunt that should him daver, and needest it must be done. The laddie then spake of laver, he granted her full soon. Then ho gave him good die, and with the glent lahed, and as ho stowed, ho stonied him with full store wardes.
No, he that speedeth each speech, this disport yelled you. But that ye be gowan, it goes not in mean.
Wherefore?
Quoth the freak, and freshly he askes, feared lest he had failed in form of his costes. But the board him blessed, and be this skill said.
So good is gowan gainly as halden, and courtesy is closed so clean in himself, and couth not lichtly have lingered so long with a laddie. But he had craved a course, be his courtesy, be some touch of some trifle, at some talisman.
Then quoth Wawen,
ye wis, worth as you like us, he shall kiss at your commandment, as a connect follows that fairest less he displeasure you, so plaid it no more.
Ho comest nearer with that, and catches him in armes, lutus lufli adone, and the laid kisses. They comely bekennen to Christ either other, ho does her forth at the door withouten din more, and he riches him to Risa, and wrappes him sooner, clapes to his chamberlain, chooses his wader, bows forth when he was boon bleathly to massa, and then him maved to his mate, that menskly him caped, and madder merry all die till the moon reased, with gama, was never freak fairer fanger between two so digne dame, the elder and the younger, much solace had they, sama.
We next hear the lord and Gawain exchange their winnings, the venison for the kiss. The lord is curious to know where Gawain acquired the kiss, but the latter points out that such a disclosure is not in the contract.
Then commanded the seer and that sal to summon all the many, both the laddies on law to leashed with her borders, before all the folk on the flat. Freak as he bedders, verily his venison to fetch him beforen, and all godly and gorman Gawain he called, touches him to the tales of full tate bestes, shows him the sheer of grace shorn upon ribbers.
Who pays you this play? Have ye priest woman? Have ye threevenly funk through me craft servant?
Yea, wis,
quoth that other weir.
Here is worth fairest that ye say this 7 year in season of winter.
And all ye give you, Gawain,
quoth the gomathena,
for be a coronet of covenant ye crave it as your own.
This is so,
quoth the surgeon.
Ye say you that ilka, that ye have worthily won, and this one is within them. He wis with as good willer it was as to yours.
He haspers his fair house, his armors within her, and kisses him as comely as her couth of ease.
Task you that of me, Chevy's answer. Each have it no more. He would it so finely. A failure it were.
It is God,
quoth the good man.
Grant mercy, therefore. It may be such it is the better, and ye may brave a wold where ye won this ilk whale, be wit of yourself.
That was not forward,
quoth he.
Frest, main amor, for ye have done that your tedes. Troy ye no other ye more.
They laughed and marred him bleeder with lotus that were to lure. To supper the ye the sweeter with dainties no he knew.
The next day, the lord goes boar hunting, while, as our narrative depicts, a further encounter in the bedroom ensues between Gawain and the lady. She reproaches him for not asking him for a kiss, to which he replies that he feared he might be refused. She answers provocatively that he is strong enough to constrain a lady by force if he wishes. But Gawain counters that forced gifts are considered unprofitable among the people where he lives. Then, in a long and moving speech, she speaks of courtly love, in which she longs to be instructed by Gawain, the most courteous of all lovers. But Gawain confesses himself much her inferior in such art. She finally kisses him and leaves.
This die with the silk dade they driven on this weezer, will our luflich laid lees in his bedder, Gawain greithly at home, in Gerus full richer of hue, the laddie nocht for yat, come him to salue, full airly ho was him at, his mode for to remove. Ho comes to the curtain, and at the knicht totis, Sir Wawen her welcomed worthy on first. And ho him yeldes again, full yearn of her wardes, settes her softly be his seed, and sweetly ho laches, and with a luflich loch ho laid him these wardes.
Sir, if ye be Wawen, wonder may thinkest, we ha that is so well rost alway to God, and conus not of company the cost us undertake. And if man kennes you him to know, ye kest him of your mind. Thou hast for yeaten yeadily that yesterday he taught, the alder truest token of talk that he couth.
What is that?
Quoth the wee.
I wis, I would never, if it be sooth that ye brave, the blame is mine own.
Yet he kenned you of kissing.
Quoth the Clara then.
Where so countenance is couth, quickly to claim, that becomes age a knicht that court as I uses.
Do away,
quoth that derf man.
Me dare that speecher, for that durst he not do, lest he devayed were. If he were warned, he were wrong, he wis, if he profited.
My fay,
quoth the merry wee,
ye may not be warned. Ye are stiff enough to constrain with strength, if you leakest, if any were so villainous that you devay wool.
Ye be good,
quoth Gawain.
Good is your speecher, but threat is unthrievander in thade that he lender, and each gift that is given not with good will. I am at your commandment to kiss when you leakest. Ye may latch when you least, and lave when you thinkest in spasa.
The laddie lutes adoon, and comelily kisses his fasa. Much speech they there expoon, of Drury's grima and grasa.
He wallet wheat at you wee her.
That worthy their seder.
And you wrothed not therewith. What were the skill, that so young and so yape as ye at this team, so courteous, so knichtly as ye are knowen oot? And of all chivalry to chose, the chafe thing alost is the lel lake of Louvre, the letter of Aramis. For to tell of this tabling of these true knichtes, it is the title, token, and text of her workest, who laids for her lay, Louvre, her leavers han entered, endured for her drury, doful stondes, and after winged with her waller, and voided her car, and brocht bliss into boor with bontes her own. And ye are knisht comelik as kid of your eld, your ward and your worship walkest I aware, and if Satan be yourself, her sair tweeze, yet heard he never of your head held no words that ever longed to love, last nay more. and ye that are so courteous and quaint of your hates, O to a young think yearn to show, and teach some tokeness of true love craftes. Oui, are ye lured that all of the lowest welders, or else ye daemon may to deal your dalliance to hearken? For sham, ye come hither single and sit, to learn at you some gum. Dost teach me of your wit, will me lord this fro harm.
In good faith,
quoth Gawain,
God you for yelder. Great is the good glay, and gorman to me huger, that so worthy as ye, while the winner hidra, and pina you with so poor a man, as ply with your connect, with any skin is countenance, it cavers me aza. But to talk the torvel to myself, to true love expoon, and church you the tamers of text and tales of armies, to you that he wot well does more slicked of that art be the half, or a hundred of such as he am, whether ever shall, in erd of that ill ever. It were a fool, a failer fold, me fray, be me trother. He walder your willing word should me make, as him hickly behalden, and evermore will be servant to yourself, and so serve me drichten.
Thus him freined that fray, and fonded him oft, for to have won in him to war. What so shall thought Ellis? But he defended him so fair that no fault seemed, nor no navel on neither half, neither they wisten, but bliss. They lached and liked longer, at last shook on him kisser, her leave a fairer concho fonger, and went her way, he wisse.
When Gawain and the Lord meet once again to exchange their winnings, the Lord has a magnificent wild boar to bestow upon Gawain, who in return proffers the kisses he has received. The Lord adds that Gawain has been faithful to his agreement twice, and hopes that the third exchange of winnings will be the best of all.
The Lord full lewd with law to laugh at merry when he say Sir Gawain, with solace he speakers. The good laddies were getting, and gathered the many. He shows him the shields, and shoppers him the tall of the largesse and the length, the leatherness als of the wear of the wheeled swein, in ward there he fled. That other knicht full comely commended his deeds, and praised it as great priest that he proved had. For such a brawn of a beast, the bold bourn said, na such seeders of a swein, say he never are. Then hundled there the huge head, the hendermon had praised, and late lewdly thereat the Lord for to hear.
No, Gawain,
quoth the good man,
this goman is your own. Be fiend forward and faster, faithily ye know.
It is so,
quoth the sedger,
and a sicker thrower, all amiget, he shall you give again, be me troth.
He hent the hathel about the halts, and hindly him kisses. And after saunas of the psalm, he served him there.
No, are we even,
quoth the hathel,
in this even teeter. Of all of the covenanters that we knit, see the ne come hither below.
The Lord said,
be Saint Gila, ye are the best that he know. Ye been rich in a wheeler, such chaffer an ye draw.
And there they drunken and dalton, and dame at eft noa to norn on the psalm note on New Year's even. But the knicht craved leave to care on the morn, for it was nay at the term that he to shoulder. The Lord him letted of that, to laying him restrained, and said,
as he am true sage, he sicker me trotha, thou shalt chave to the grain chapel the charras to maka laid on New Year's licht, long before prima. For thee, loo thee in the loft and latch thee naza, and he shall hunt in this holt and halde thee touches, change with thee chevisance, be that he char hither. For he have frested thee twice, and faithfully fiend thee. Nu thrid team throw best, think on the morna, mak we merry will we may, and mean upon joya, for the lure may mon latch when so man leakes.
This was greatly granted, and Gawain is langed. Bleed brocht was him drink, and they to bed yaden with licht. Sir Gawain lees and sleeps full still and soft all nicht. The Lord that his craft is capers, full early he was dicht.
The next morning, while the lord is fox hunting, the lady comes for the third and final time to Gawain's bedroom, more beautiful than ever. Gawain, who has had ill dreams that night, rejoices to see the lady again. And, as the poet says, there was such joy between them that they were both in great peril. She asks him if he loves another, but when he says that he loves no woman, nor wishes to at the present time, she accepts the answer, and instead asks for a gift from him. When he confesses that he has nothing worthy to give her, she succeeds in persuading him to accept as a gift her green belt, her girdle, on the grounds that it would protect him from wounds and injuries. He consents also to keep the gift secret from the lord of the castle.
But the lady for love, let not to sleep her, nor the purpose to pair that picked in her head, but rose her up bradly, raked her thither, in a merry mantle, made to the earth, that was foured full fiend with fail as well poured, no hue good on her head but the hair of her stones, her thriven fass and her throat thrown all naked, her breast barred before and behind her ache, who comes within the chamber door and closes it hereafter, waves up a window, and on the wee callous, and radly thus rehated him with her rich wardess, with cheer.
Ah, man, who may thou sleep? This morning is so clear.
He was in drooping deep, but then he conno hear. In dray drooping of dream, draveled that noble, as mon that was in mourning of many throw thoughtes, who that destiny shall that day deal him his weird, at the grain chapel when he the gum mates, and behoves his buffet a bead without debat more. But when that comely he kevert his witness, swingeth out of the swevens, and swareth with hast, the laddie lufflich come laughing sweeter, fell over his fair fass, and fetly him kissed. He welcome us her worthily with a walla chair. He say her so glorious and gaily attired, so faultless of her faitours and of so fine hues, wicht walland a joy a warmed his heart. With smooth smiling and smolt they smitten into mirth, and all was bliss and bondship that brek him between and win. They lost word as God, much wail then was therein. Great peril between him stood, nif marry of her knicht con min. For that princess of priest depressed him so thicke, nor knit him so nay the thread, that nayed him behoved, or the latch her love, or the lordly refuse. He carried for his courtesy, less craven he were, and more for his mischief, if he should mock sin and bay traitor to the tulk that the telled acht.
God shield,
quoth the shark,
that shall not befall.
With love laughing a lit, he laid him beside all the speeches of special day that sprang of her mouth. Quoth that bird to the bourne,
blame ye deserve, if ye love not that leaf that ye lean next, before all the weeha in the wild, wounded and hurt. But if ye have a lemon, a laver, that you leakest better, and folding faith to that fray, festened so hard that you lossen nae list, and that he lave noth, and that ye tell me that, no truly, I pray you, for all the louvers upon leave, lay not the sooth for gill.
The knicht said,
be Saint John,
and smeathily con his
in faith he weld rich known, anon will weld the wheeler.
That is a word,
quoth that weak,
that worst is of all. But I am swarred forsooth, that sore may thinkest. Kiss me now, comely, and I shall catch heathen. I may but mourn upon mould, as may that much loves.
Seek and ho sway down, and samely him kissed, and sithen ho severus if fro, and says as ho standes.
No, dear, at this day parting, do me this ease. Give me somewhat of the gift, the glove, if it were, that he may min on the mon, me morning to last.
No, he wis.
Quoth that we.
E wildy had herre, the levest thing for thee loaf that he in land welder, for ye half deserve it, forsooth, sellily oft, more reward be reason than ye wretch micht, but to dale you for drury, that doed but naked. It is not your honour to have at this team a glove for a garrison of Gawain his gifties, and ye am here on an errand in Erdis uncouther, and have no men with no malies with menseful things, that misleaketh, my laddie, for your loof at this team. Eat your talk, mondo as has tan, tas to no nilla, na pina.
Nay, hand of Fiona's,
quoth that loof subunderlina.
Though he not aught of yours, yet should ye have of mean.
Ho racked him a rich rink of red gold workus, with a star and stone standing aloft, that bare blush on the bames as the bricht sooner. Wit ye well, it was worth well a full hoja, but the rink it reneed, and readily he said,
he will no gift is for God, me guy, at this time. He hath none yoten orna, the nocht will he take.
Obeyed him full busily, and he abode awareness, and sware a swift be his soul that he had says annulled. And ho sorry that he forsook, and said thereafter,
if ye were in him, me brink, to reach for it, Samus, ye would not so healy hold and bay to me. He shall give you me girdle that gained you lass.
Who locked the lass lightly that lake um her cedars, knicked upon a kettle under the clare mantle. Garret it was with grain of silk, and with gold a sharpet, naught but a rune braiding, baiting with fingers, and that obeyed to the bourne, and bleathly besought, thou it unworthy were, that he had tak a woolder. And he nigh that he nulled a nay and nor weeze, neither gold nor garrison, ere God him grass sender to achieve to the chance that he had chosen there.
And therefore, I pray you, displease you not, and let us bear your business, for I bethe you it never to gronta. I am daily to your beholder, because of your semblanta, and ever in heart and colder, to bear your true servant.
No forsake this sill,
said the bourne then,
for it is simple in itself, and so it well, Samus. Lo, so it is little, and lass it is worthy. But whoso knew the costes that knit are therein, he wolded praise it more praise peraventure. For what gome so is God with his grain lass, while he had held hamely halt to boot, there is no hathel under heaven to hew him that micht, for he micht not be slain for slicht upon earth.
Then kissed the knicht, and it come to his heart, it were a jewel for the jeopardy that him judged were, when he had chaved to the chapel his check for to fetch. Micht he have slipped to be unslain, the select were noble. Then he thulled it with a thrape, and thawled to her spake, and ho bare on him the belt, and bade it him swither, and he granted, and ho him gaff with a good will, and besought him, for her sake, to skiver it never, but to lely lane for her law. The laid him a cordis that never wish should it wit, he wis, but they twain, for nocht. He thunked her off full swither, full throw with hurt and thought, be that on thrinus either, or has kissed the knicht so tocht.
Once more, Gawain and the Lord exchange winnings. The skin of the fox the Lord has slain against the kisses Gawain has received that day. The Lord says that Gawain has evidently had a better day than he has. He agrees to provide a guide to the Green Chapel for the next day.
And then they held into home, for it was nigh a nicht, strucken full stoutly in her store horns. The Lord is leashed at the last that is lave home, fiendish fear upon flet, the freker, the herbicider, Sir Gawain the good, that glad was with Allah among the laddies, for loof he lad much joy. He were a blunt of blue that broad to the earth, his surcoat seemed him well that soft was furred, and his hood of that ilka hanged on his shoulder, blond all of blonner were both all about. He met as may this good man in mid is the floor, and all with gorman he am great, and goodly he said,
he shall fill upon first or forward as nother, that way spadely unspoken, that sparred was no drink.
Then collars he the kneached, and kisses him threes, as soverly and sadly as he him set cooth.
Be Christ!
Quoth that other kneached.
Ye catch much sailor in chevisance of this chaffer, if ye had good chapers.
Yea, of the chaper no charge.
Quoth chiefly that other.
As is partly paid the prey that he octa.
Marry,
quoth that other man.
Mean is be hinder, for he have hunted all this day, and nocht have he gaten but this fooler fox fella, the fend half the goddess, and that is full porter for to pay for such priest thingers as ye have tricked me here through, such three costs so good.
Enough,
quoth Sir Gawain.
Hey, thank you be the road.
And who the fox was slain, he told him as they stood. With mirth and minstrelsy, with maters at her willa, they madden as merry as any men mochten, with locking of laddies, with lotus of boarders, Gawain and the good man, so glad were they both. But if the doth had doted o'er the drunken been o'er, both the mon and the many mad money yappers, till the season was saying that they savour most. Bournes to her bed behoved at the last. Then lowly his leave at the Lord first fetches this freeman, and fair he him thonkes.
Of such a sailly sojourn as he have had here, you're an oar at this he a fest, the he a king you yelder. He if you may for one of yours, if yourself leakes, for he mought need us as he would, mave to morn. And ye may talk some talker to teach as he hicked the guard to the grainer chapel, as God will me suffer, to dale on New Year's Day, the doom of me wordes.
In good faith,
quoth a good man,
with a good willer, all that ever he you hicht, halder shall he reader.
There as seen as he a servant, to set him in the way, and condue him, be the dooners that he no dreach had, for to firk through the firth, and far at the gainest be graver. The Lord Gawain come thonk, such worship he walled him waver. Then at the laddies' wlonk, the kneached has ta'en his laver.